Okay, so the problem as I see it is that too many of you are just waiting. You're waiting for permission. You're waiting for certain people to recognize you, to tell you that it's okay, that what you're doing is great, that you're good enough, to open doors for you, to hand keys to you. And oh, that just simply is not the way for you to go. And on the other side of the coin, there are certainly people out there who position themselves as gatekeepers. So they look at you and they decide in their mind whether or not you fit the mold, whether or not you should be given the accolades, whether or not you'll get to the next stage. They think they have, they're completely deluded because they think they have power in your life and they absolutely do not. You only give them power when you looking up to them, when you're waiting for them to make a decision in your life, when you expect that these people you see as amazing and wonderful and positioned and accomplished, when you are expecting them to make a way for you, you are giving away your power. And there's this saying that goes, if there isn't a seat at the table, bring your own chair. And I'd like to take that one step further and say, like, forget bringing your own chair, make your own frigging table. And I absolutely mean that, because there are actually a few of you who were never ever meant to be invited to that table. Like, literally, you are trailblazers. You are meant to forge your own path, blaze your own trail, create your own lane, set your own frigging rules. And I absolutely mean that. But however, it does begin with you understanding who you are, understanding and claiming your power, understanding the unique impact that you were meant to make in this world. And once you can figure all of that out, you become unstoppable. So have aspiration, decide exactly who you are in this world. Like, you can feel it and be it on the inside. It doesn't even have to be in your real world. Just decide who you are. Decide how you're going to live your life. And then you must not wait for permission. You just have to be it. And I'm going to tell you this for free. It's going to be incredibly difficult. So difficult. So what happens on a spiritual level, the moment you decide that, okay, I'm taking my power, I'm stepping into my true self, I'm becoming my higher self, I'm walking above the physical, I'm operating beyond physical rules and planes, you enter into the spiritual life and there is resistance. There's resistance that comes from the patterns, the old self, the old ways and rules. Resistance comes against you. It's incredibly difficult, very, very difficult. A lot of us will go through this dark place where there's this space in between who you think you should be and how you get there. I can't put it into words, but it's so difficult once you make that decision to become your higher self. However, once you understand that, once you accept that this is going to be so difficult, even whether or not you physically and mentally feel weak, spiritually you're strong and you have to put up the fight. And you've also got to take this stance of like, F you to anyone who thinks they have the right to grant me permission, who thinks they have control in my life, who thinks they're going to box me in. You have to stick a middle finger up to anybody. Like, get angry with people who think they can control your life. They do not. They do not have any power in your life. You are going to have to stampede your way through doors, bulldoze down barriers, whether physically, mentally, spiritually. You've got to leap over anything that gets in your way, and you've got to do everything on your own, in your own timing, in your own way, this life belongs to yours. It's been given to you as a divine, beautiful gift. And nobody, no one has authority over how you live it, how you move, the actions you take, the decisions you make. So be frigging bold, be bodacious, audacious, whatever the word is. Be completely resilient. And move forward on your own terms, no matter what. And do not, I beg of you, do not let anybody stop you from building the vision in your spirit. Can you promise me that?